the Vancouver Games on the internet. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Olympics fans are in for a treat this year as video coverage on the internet is getting a bit more deluxe. For example, on NBCOlympics.com, you'll be able to pause, rewind, and fast-forward live video coverage of alpine skiing, hockey, the Nordic combined, and other sports. Ina Fried is covering the Vancouver Games for CNETNews.com.
Up until 2 years ago, you really couldn't watch any of the Olympics on the internet. 2 years ago in Beijing, you were able to watch live streams, which was pretty much just a raw feed, and you had to watch it live exactly as it was going on. Or maybe an hour after the event or something, you could watch it on demand, and then you could fast forward. This year, you'll be able to watch pretty much any event live or watch it on demand anytime you want, anytime after the event has started. So say you come in an hour into it, you can start it at the beginning, even though the event is still in the middle, and then pause, fast forward, do whatever you want, like it was a TiVo recording on your TV.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And depending on the technology that you possess, you'll be able to watch some content in high definition, right?
Right. They're talking about up to 720p HD quality, and it depends on whether or not your connection is good, how many people are trying to access it. So definitely video quality continues to improve all the time, and people who tuned in Beijing should notice a big improvement.
Advancing video streaming technology is making a lot of these new changes possible. I'm wondering if there's also an attitude change at play here where a network might be less reluctant to put a ton of stuff on the internet now than they used to be, where they used to fear sort of cannibalizing their TV content.
It is shifting. I mean, obviously, they still want a big return on that investment. It's very expensive to broadcast the Olympics. But two things have happened. One, people are getting around it if they're blocked. So if they don't provide it, people are getting around it. The other really interesting thing, I was talking to some of the folks at NBC's that work on the Olympics, and they actually found that the people watching the web streams of Beijing Olympics were also watching much more television than the average viewer. So the interesting thing is that those watching it on the web actually watch more TV too.
How are social technologies built into Internet Olympic coverage on the internet this year?
You're seeing a lot of athletes tweeting. And I think that really does give the public, even the public that isn't getting a chance to go to Vancouver, a piece of the Olympic experience. And one of the nice things is that the International Olympic Committee is actually allowing blogging and tweeting by the athletes, whereas we've seen some of the sports in the U.S. crack down on it. The International Olympic Committee reiterated last week that as long as people are blogging about their personal experiences, athletes are free to blog and tweet. So I think that will give a nice way to stay in touch with sort of what happens beyond what you see on TV. NBC has a kind of a running stream on its website of tweets from the athletes. You can follow them directly on Twitter. So I think that adds an interesting method. I also think it'll be interesting to see how some of these clips and moments get shared over social media. NBC made the decision that if you want to share a clip over the internet, you can share the link, but you can't embed video. So it's always going to take you back to NBC's Olympic site.
Ina Fried is covering the techie side of the Vancouver Games for CNETNews.com. She's an employee of CBS. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.